Narayana namaskritya narau daivam
namaskritamam devim
sarasvatiyasam
yatujayayirahye
nasta prayesu apadreshu
Nityam
Bhagavata
Bhagavatyuttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavadinaishiti Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for wonderful consistent service. No matter what, 5 o'clock every Friday till the end of Brahma day, at least, will be given Bhagavad lectures, I hope. This form of that.
妈咪说，我们大家都每天五点去那边是五点钟，我们是七点半，大家持续的在这样聆听讨论学习佛家法坛，我们把这样的服务持续到 Brahma 做 Brahma 的这一天结束。Hare Krishna。
Yes, because Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto description of autumn says if the scriptures are not studied, they get covered with long grasses and with mosses and mushrooms, cannot eat, and then they just get lost. Brahmanas have to study and teach the Vedas, Bhagavatam and Mahabharata with Ramayana, otherwise they just get lost and Krishna gets very sad about it.
那么在圣贤佛教法坛第十篇当中就讲到，如果这些神圣的经典没有人去阅读去研习的话，那么他们就会被埋没，就会被灰尘覆盖，就会被青苔呀，各种上面就会长毛，就会长出那个蘑菇啊，就被覆盖起来。所以呢，作为婆罗门，我们应该去研习，去教授，去分享这个圣贤佛教法坛，否则的话这个经典就会慢慢的消失了。
Can tell you very funny thing about Giriraj Maharaj, because telling my Mohu and my Yen Sita Tansui already third time in my 24 years here, third time Giriraj started growing Mohu in the garden of Jatipura. They're very poisonous, like brown with white dots, very poisonous, but Giriraj dying because some rains are coming.He's experimenting with Mogu. Very nice.
那么虽然我们不吃蘑菇，但是呢妈咪在这里给我们讲一个Giriraj 一件非常有趣的事情，就是在他在格瓦丹山的这23年当中，他看到过三次 Giriraj 竟然长出蘑菇来。
Every 7 years, nice rainy season comes, otherwise there is no water and Mogu not grow. But yesterday we seen Parikama, few very poisonous, very beautiful mushrooms, and Gira showed us and said, how are my mushrooms? I told Lala, already 7 years back you already grew, very poisonous, the same style, nobody liked. And he said, okay.
Oh, Krishna. 格瓦丹山一般就是那边天气非常干旱，但是呢每过七年就会有很多的雨，每七年一次就会有很多的雨，所以昨天妈咪他们去绕拜的时候，他们就看到 Giriraj 又长出，因为今年雨水很多，所以 Giriraj 又长出很那些很漂亮的很鲜艳的但是又很毒性很强的那些蘑菇来，然后 Giriraj 就说就好像在说你看我这些蘑菇怎么样，然后妈妈说哦，这些蘑菇看起来很漂亮，但是我知道这个是很有毒的，你七年才长一次，然后给人家说哦是的。
some few days back, right now we started the new series of lectures in Russian language, so I record also for Adikpari and Chinese devotees. Every day record one short story from Bhagavatam. We wanted to do 108 short stories from Bhagavatam, but doesn't look like we're going to succeed with this number.
那么最近的妈咪她在就是录制给俄罗斯的分享者录制108个博伽瓦坦的小故事，那么可能现在对
you cannot be successful with this number 108 stories because by now I covered 10 verses of the first chapter of first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mommy, 10 verses of first canto.
Yeah, like, yes, I wanted to tell 108 stories, like, looks like more 1,008 or something is going to come. Cannot stick to the number now. I realize.
妈咪说就是要讲108个故事看起来好像非常难。在哪里呢？就是他现在才到第瓦坛第一篇第一篇的第十个时节，反正刚刚开始。但是呢他感觉这个故事已经很多了，每次都会有很多故事出来，所以可能到博伽瓦坛结束的话可能有成千成百上千个故事，所以这个108个故事看起来很难做到。
Yeah, the more we dive in the ocean of nectar of Bhagavatam, the more stories, philosophy, and personalities manifest themselves.
我们越深的把自己潜入到圣殿博伽瓦坛当中，那么越多的故事，越多的哲学，越多的这些瓦坛中的人物就会展示出来。
I'll give you one example now, because access to these stories only Radhika Priya and Yamuna Lakshmi has. We'll like, use them sometime in the future, maybe after 1,000 years. But for now, I'll just tell you very interesting how Krishna really sends us all the information, the person or event, just to get us more full picture than even can imagine.
那阿明说他现在能把他录制的故事发给我拉特菲亚和亚穆纳拉克什米听，但是不知道可能什么时候这些故事会有用，说不定是1000年以后。但是呢，很奇怪的是呢，我们妈咪她得到很就是会有很多信息给到她，妈咪就是让她对于这个瓦坛当中这个故事啊、这人物啊、这情节啊，有更全面的这个图景了解的更全面。
I'll give you a small example about Ramaharshana Sutta. Last days I was doing research about him, trying to understand his personality, why he got killed by Lord Balarama, and all the thing, why he was so much a wonderful disciple of Vyasadeva and why he became proud. Very difficult topic from the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam.
在这里妈咪给我们举个例子，就是因为昨天她在研究 Ramaharshana Sutta 这个人物，因为 Ramaharshana Sutta 他是 Vyasadeva 的一位非常进步的一位门徒，但是呢他为什么会这么博学，但是为什么他会因为骄傲而被主 Balarama 杀死的，这个是在博伽瓦坛一开始就让人产生困惑的一个要点。
Yes, and one of my devotee friend, just 2 weeks back, she lost her husband, and she was very disturbed, so I promised her to look in the Garuda Purana about the last duties, what he gave to do after the person leaves the body, and what tries to get the sadness out of the family, to perform duties properly, so the person can get liberated and not get into hell or subtle body. So I studied Garuda Purana for this. It's a lot of information there.
那么最近刚好妈咪有一位好朋友，她刚刚是那个好朋友她的丈夫刚去世，所以呢妈咪呢她就去研读这个 Garuda Purana， 这本经典当中呢可以了解到在这个家人去世以后我们可以为他们做些什么，通过这些活动呢能够使这个家庭免除悲伤，然后让这个家人能够更好的再回到自己各自的职责当中。于是呢妈咪就很仔细的研读了这个 Garuda Purana 里面有很多信息。
It's basically Lord Garuda. Garuda is asking Lord Vishnu different questions because they fly a lot around, so they got free time even at Obama, Rukmini not there, you know, so they talk very wonderful things. Garuda mostly asking questions and Lord Vishnu is answering.
那么我们知道 Garuda 呢，他经常飞着驮着这个 Vishnu 去旅行到各个地方，所以他们经常会在一起。那么当旅行过程当中呢， Garuda 他经常是会问 Vishnu 问题。
都是啊，快点过来，听到吗？
听得清楚。
也听着，喂，所以讲好，再歪歪。So finally, it's very interesting. Today morning, because I finally had many days I struggled, 3 days. Actually struggled, not willing to record, but it's very strange pattern, looks like that. Especially Balarama is being our worshipable deity.
那么这个故事呢，让猫咪觉得好像内心很纠结。她觉得这个好几天她都没法把这个故事录完整，因为巴拉拉玛我们知道他是我们内心非常崇拜的主，所以这个事情让猫咪很难处理。
So I just decided to pray to Krishna and try to understand how it was really Krishna's lila, Krishna's plan, and not just Bala Rama got angry for no reason and killed wonderful Sudha who was promoted to Brahmana's position. Anyway.
那么于是呢他就向 Krishna 祈祷，但是他后就是实际上这一切真的是 Krishna 安排的逍遥时光，并不是Balarama 他好像很生气然后杀死了这位已经被推上婆罗门地位的这个 Sutta。
So the last chapter of Garuda Purana is fully dedicated to death, what happens to body, to person, to the body after death, what we have to do to help devotees to pass peacefully into the next body. Garuda is asking Lord Vishnu all these questions, and Lord Vishnu is answering.
Our Garuda Purana 的最后一章讲的都是有关于就是如何在人死了以后那做了些什么，然后怎么能够使这个人能够更好的进入下一个躯体等等。
Interestingly, please continue. Sorry.
Okay, 那这些都是呢 Garuda 在询问 Vishnu 之后他所知道的。
Very interesting is that Naimisharanya sages started performing the five sacrifice and tapasya for a long time, even before Kurukshetra started. Rama Maharshi and Asuta came to visit them, to look at them, and they very happily greeted them and asked him to tell the Puranas.
那么在南里萨拉雅森林当中呢，那些圣人们他们早在库鲁切战争发生之前就开始做一个很漫长的做很漫长的祭祀，这刚好呢 Ramahasa Sutra 他来到 Namisaran 森林，于是这些圣人们就请求他留下来讲述圣典国家瓦塔。
He chose the first Purana to speak Garuda Purana.
就是请他讲这个请他讲这个 Purana 往事书。于是呢他 Ramahasa Sutra 他就选择讲的第一部往事书就是 Garuda Purana.
Before the end of the Purana, before the Purana was finished, Shaunaka Rishi asked Ramaharshana Sutta, what do you know about death? You know, what happens after death? How do people die? What happens to the body? What do we have to do? Like as if preparing, because the sage obviously knew that Ramaharshana Sutta was going to leave the body. Finally understood that was Krishna's plan from the very beginning, but nobody talked about it.
在这个快要讲完的时候呢，当时那米萨拉森林当中的那个叫
Shaunaka Rishi
他就询问，那么人是什么样一回事情，人死了以后会怎么样，我们应该做些什么，怎么去面对死亡等等有关这一系列的问题，就好像这些圣人他们是能够预见未来的，他们好像已经预见到了我们还是 Sutra 他很快就会离开躯体。
Yeah, the sages prepare Ramakrishna Sutta's mind for departure. They didn't know when it will happen, how, but they knew he was going to die. Even they give him blessings for long time, for long life, and not dying while he's talking for Puranas. They knew that it will not work because Supreme Lord will intervene even with the Brahmana blessings, and it was Balarama's appearance there.
Oh. 但实际上，索纳特维什他通过这些问题，然后在激励，在通过这些问题，其实是在让日玛哈神苏塔他的这个心理啊做好准备，因为他们知道就是他已经快要死去了。虽然圣人们祝福他可以活一万年，能够讲述这所有的 Purana 往事书，但是主的介入，就是主巴拉玛的介入是无法是比这个圣的祝福还要更强的力量。
So like Shukadeva Goswami is preparing Parikshit's mind for departure by telling about creation and destruction cyclic in a cyclic form of the universe. Prepare to show him on the big scale the same thing is happening. Everybody, including the universe, is going to die. The same thing happens with Shonaka Rishi. He's training the speaker to prepare for his departure.
就好像 Shukadeva Goswami 他给 Parikshit 王讲述这个宇宙的创造以及毁灭，实在是让他做好准备，就是说圣世上的一切它都是有始有终的，一切都会结束。同样Shonaka Rishi 也是在通过这样的询问来让这个讲述的人做好面对死亡的准备。
So we have to understand, the more we serve the Shastra, the more we try to understand and preach, the more Krishna opening his mind and heart towards that, the more, not information, but the chingan, the feeling of our interconnectedness with all the devotees of all the universes comes from the heart. Yeah, it took me 3 days, like cooking in my head, but after 3 days, I got very wonderful answers from the sources I never used before. This Garuda Purana I never read.
那我们说就是我们每一位当我们越多的去聆听这个佛教法坛，然后这个经典它也会更多的向我们揭示它自己。妈咪她对于这个话题的话，她有三天都一直在头脑里在冥思苦想，但是呢最后其实她很少去读这个 Garuda Purana， 但最后 Krishna 通过这种方式把这个答案给揭示出来。
So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Nityam, forever, whatever life after life you'll be doing in this world and the next, and in spiritual world the same, Bhagavata Seva. So we practice right now, having our interview, have our separate lectures, have our groups in Yivu and Sanjaya, everywhere different devotees trying to serve Bhagavata, making Krishna very, very happy.
Mm-hmm. 那么 Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya 永恒的服务圣典佛教法坛，无论是在这个世界还是在来世的世界，那么这个灵性的活动是永远持续的，就好像我们实际上就要在当下就开始这个练习我们在无论在义乌在新疆各个地方有佛教法坛的学习小组都在进行的这样一个练习服务佛教法坛。
Yes. Because in this way our consciousness becomes spiritualized and we stop seeing this material world as a miserable place which like three types of miseries of kleshas are jumping on us every time. No, no. It's actually the place for us to preach, to help save the conditioned souls from ignorance of spiritual truth. That's all. It's not about misery. We just don't feel them anymore because we're sharing the nectar of Krishna with devotees.
那么实际上我们经常会说这个世界是一个痛苦的世界，但是我们可以使这个痛苦的世界变得灵性化。当我们去传播这个佛陀的故事给那些苦恼的痛苦的人们，那即使我们在这个世界上，像我们不会再感受到这个世界的痛苦。
Now we're going back to the third part of the Bhagavatam. So, like, death is inevitable and death is always the beginning of new life. Keep this in mind because you have a few more set chapters.
嗯，接下来我们要看一个非常让人伤心的章节，但是呢，死亡是这个世界上不可避免的，但同时我们也认识到死亡是一个新的生命的开始，所以呢，我们来看这个世界的内容。
We have right now Yudhishthira talking to Arjuna. Arjuna is so confused and Yudhishthira is so scared to hear the truth. Both minds are completely disturbed and they're not alone. They're speaking in the palace where so many people live. The same disturbed state of mind like them too.
那么之前呢Arjuna 他是完全是被心中充满了疑惑，而 Yudhishthira 觉得自己好像都要失去知觉了。而他们在进行这段对话的时候，并不是他们只有他们两个人，而是也是当着这王宫中所有的这些人的面在讲的。所以呢，其他的人，这个家庭王主中的人，他们也因为这个消息而感到内心非常煎熬。
Last time we stopped, not at a sweet note, there was no sweet note or a note in this part of the chapter. Arjuna was complaining about Krishna removing his power, his prowess, his fame, and is ecstatic criticizing the Supreme Lord.
我们上一个星期听到那个师姐并不是一个很甜美的师姐，因为在这一段当中没有我们所想的这个甜美的世界，但是当时 Arjuna 他心中对 Krishna 充满的抱怨，他感受到 Krishna 他的离去已经拿走了他所有的这些力量啊、名声啊等等。
Finally, Arjuna took the courage after complaining about Krishna.Krishna taking away his power. Please read the text 22. He takes the courage to tell the truth. Scary, bitter, horrible truth about Krishna and the whole family leaving the planet.
我们来读第22世界。Krishna, 他 Arjuna 在抱怨 Krishna 所有这些拿走他的权力量之后呢，他鼓起勇气就讲出了真实的情况。这个可怕的令人感到痛苦的心酸楚的故事，这个事实是什么？我们来看第22世界。译文：国王啊，因为你问我关于在杜瓦拉卡城的朋友和亲戚们的事情，我告诉你，他们都遭到了婆罗门的诅咒，结果他们喝米酒喝得醉醺醺的，彼此用棒子打斗，现在他们打都已经死了，只剩下五六个人而已。
Yes, we just in the end of the Bhagavatam, we have a more detailed picture, horrible picture of those. They went to Prabhasta Kshetra just to do fire sacrifices and give donations to Brahmanas and take baths to purify the inauspicious times.
那么其实之前的话，那个亚洲王朝的成员他们去到帕巴萨，然后在那边实施举行布施，然后在这个圣河当中沐浴，是为了净化这个不去中和这个不吉祥的时刻。
Scary. First of all, they drink this wine. They usually don't, but it was wine offered in sacrifice. And by the rule, they're supposed to consume this wine by smelling, not by drinking. Kshatriyas are allowed to drink, but the offered wine, offered in the fire, nobody drinks. They just smell it and then throw it away.
他们呢就喝米酒，但是呢，一般情况下，Kshatriya 他们虽然可以允许喝酒，但他们呢，一般都只是通过酒的味道来享受着酒的滋味。酒呢都会供奉到这个祭祀之火中，他们并不会真的喝下去。
Bhagavatam gives description in the very end, the 11th canto, like how they were fighting with each other, father against the son, people riding all kinds of different animals, you know, even riding on humans, fighting with clubs and arrows and bows, everything, and then finally with sticks, they were literally mad to kill each other.
那么佛在《阿法坛》第十一篇当中就讲到，那么这些人呢，他们就是父子相传，然后说人跟人之间的，他们拿着大头棒，拿着这些兵器，相互的打杀，就好像全都疯了一样。
Now, when Krishna Balarama tried to intervene and stop this, although Krishna pre-planned it before to remove them all from the face of the earth, they even attacked Krishna and Balarama, not recognizing them as their relatives and the head of their families and the supreme personalities of God. They could not. The end was imminent.
嗯，那么当 Krishna 跟 Balarama 他们介入到他们这阵是来阻止这场战争的时候，所有这些像疯狂的人们，他们都认不出 Krishna Balarama 他是他们这个家族的首脑，是他们的至尊主，他们都已经完全不知道了，所以这个最后毁灭的结局已经是在所难免。
Arjuna was not present, fortunately, otherwise he couldn't have lived through that, but he had to help to conduct the final rite for so many dead bodies of so many closest family members of his dear Lord, eternal friend, Shri Krishna.
然后 Arjuna 他没有在出现在这个战争当中，但是呢他到的时候他不得不去处理在战后那么多 Krishna 他亲爱的有 Krishna 的这么多的亲属的尸体。
Now, Arjuna, after pouring out his grief, becomes more philosophical. Please read chapter 24th verse translation.
Arjuna 为了来遏制一下内心的这种悲痛，所以呢，他稍微更理性的去考虑一些哲学性的内容。我们来看第24节，译文：实际上，这完全是由于主自尊性格神手的旨意。有时候人们彼此杀戮，另一些时候又相互保护。
Please read first the sentences of the purport because it's difficult to find these terms. A struggle for existence and survival test. And then we'll explain them. Two first sentences of the commentary.
看第这个十节要旨的第一句。根据人类学家的说法，自然的法则是物竞天择，适者生存。
Yes, so Srila Prabhupada explaining throughout the commentary that this, yeah, the material science, it makes some sense in the material world.
Srila Prabhupada 在要上讲到这个物质的这个自然法则呢，在某种程度上，在物质自然当中是有道理的。
The source of all problems is the disobedience to the rules established by the Lord. Everybody is disobeying nowadays.
但是呢，这个问题的来源在于，所有人呢都不去遵守主所制定的法则。我们现在看到人们都在违背至尊主所制定的法则。
Only because of this, there are like nations fighting with nations within one country, people fighting with each other.
仅仅因为这个原因，你看这个。
So many inside and out.
Oh, sorry, mom.
Yeah.
就是仅仅因为这个原因，国家与国家之间，这个人与人之间，就之间有这么多的这些争吵争斗。
Srila Prabhupada said the only one really way to get out of it, to do everything, whatever we do. He says, whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever we sacrifice, or whatever we give in charity, actually quoting Bhagavad Gita, right? Has to be done for the satisfaction, full satisfaction of the Lord. Hari Toshanam. Srila Prabhupada doesn't use this word, but always repeats in a different way the same thing. Only for the satisfaction of the Lord. Then there will be no war, no famine, no struggle, of no survival of the fittest.
那么舍帕帕德在这里说，要解决这些问题的唯一的方法，就是一个人他无论 做什么，吃什么，供奉什么，献祭什么，布施什么，他都按照不可违抗主的旨意，就好像《摩诃婆经》当中所讲的那样。
Now, next one, Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Yamuna, 听不到妈咪的声音了。房间其他分线者能听到吗？好像这个网络断了，我们稍等一下。
哈利波，
哈利波，好，现在好了。好。
哈利波，手机失了。哈利波 ，so 那时候 Prabhupada keeps him and it seems more purpose. He tells you need to discriminate between actions which may be pleasing to the Lord and which are not pleasing to the Lord. Again, Hari Toshanam, sometimes need to be brave and fight. Sometimes need to run away if it's pleasing for the Lord. We are not important people and please him in any situation.
是爸爸的说，就是我们要有智慧去分辨我们的活动是取悦至尊主的还是没有取悦至尊主的。同样的这个原则就是 Hari Toshana 以取悦至尊主为原则。那有时候有些人应该很勇敢的去拼杀，有些人可能就需要逃离战场，不是每个人都那么重要。
是爸爸的 quoting Yoga Karma Su Kaushalam Actions performed which are linked with the Supreme Lord.
舍帕帕德在这里说 Yoga Karma
Su Kaushalam
Kaushalam 就是为了
Kaushalam, which direct translation, in the end of the, direct translation is you want anything to be perfect, you have to yoga to connect to all the karmas with the Supreme. So much for perfection in anything which has to be perfect has to be only for the satisfaction of the Lord. Everything else is tola. Okay, cannot be anything good what to speak of perfect. Nice guidance, isn't it?
那么在这里舍帕帕德他给了一个非常好的指导，就是我们必须永远有主的主是不是满足，子是不是快乐来作为引导，这样行动就叫做与至尊主连接在一起而旅行的活动。那就是否则的话那个活动更不要说是好的活动了，那更不要说是完美的活动了，连好都称不上。
Root cause of conditional life, Srila Prabhupada says the next purpose is the mentality of lording it over material nature. Being the small supreme lord, everybody who wants to do that will stay here in material world and suffer. Because there is one supreme lord and it's not us. Very sad truth, but it's complete truth, absolute truth.
那么舍帕帕德在下一个世界当教室当中就讲到，那生物之所以受条件限制的原因就是认为自己是一个小的至尊主，然后呢就会感受到痛苦。那么实际上很抱歉的是，事实是世界存在当中只有一个至尊主而不是我。
Yeah, 不是我们。Yes, so,Srila Prabhupada explaining very interestingly, imitation lords, too many, right? Everybody tries to be the lord. Mayo Puyan, Mayo Gayan Sujuyan, okay? Very interesting.
那很有趣的现象就是说，所有每个人都在想要模仿主，然后呢，没有人是仆人，每个人都想做主人。
Yes, now, yeah. So, what Krishna's can you accommodate, you know?How many supreme lords can she accommodate? She create Maya Devi.
Sorry, mommy.
Maya Devi, how she figures out what to do with so many lords and no servants? She's very clever, by the way. Very devoted.
但是呢，既然大家都想要做主，那么怎么办呢？于是呢 ，Maya Devi， Maya 女神就开始起作用。所以我们可以说玛雅女神她是一个很聪明很了不起的奉献者，但她要想办法让这个情况变成好像所有人都觉得自己像主人一样。
Prabhupada gives a brilliant explanation. Why do you create a disparity, an equality between the living entities? Some are stronger and some are weaker. Bigger fish eat the smaller fish. Big, like lions, whatever, eat the smaller animals. Bigger kingdoms swallow the smaller ones, and so on and so forth. So they kill each other finally. You know, the Lord killed the other Lord.
就这样子的安排就是说好像这个世界上有大鱼，然后大鱼呢就会吃小鱼，然后有大的动物，大动物就会吃小动物，那所有的生物都觉得是自己是主，自尊主，主人，然后呢大的主人吃掉小的主人。
Yes, now only a few of these Julian special lords, you know, figure out that maybe I am not the Lord after they defeated again and again, they take to good consciousness. It's actually better to be defeated than be on the top of the world and stay in the illusion that you are the Supreme Lord.
那么但是呢在这些大大小小的这个鱼当中，主人当中呢，有一些他们头脑清醒点的就开始想，他们在被蒙骗了很多很多次以后呢，他就开始想，或许我不是这个主人，然后呢他就找到了方法，就是从这个我是主人的这样子的高高在上的这个错觉当中来回复到现实。
I suppose they find that in spiritual world there's no struggle for existence. Why?
说爸爸讲到在灵性世界没必要为了生存而苦苦挣扎，为什么呢？
Because everybody exists eternally. Everybody is part of Satchit and Ananda. So everybody has eternal existence. No need to swallow each other. No need to fight. Why again? Because everybody knows that there's one Supreme Lord and everybody is serving him. Nobody's trying to become Krishna. Nobody's trying to become Narayana or Lakshmi or Radharani. It's no envy there.
那么在灵性世界呢，它所有的生物都是永恒的，都是具有 Satchit Ananda 的品质，所以呢生物体它没有必要要相互的吞食，相互的争斗等等，因为他们都知道我是只有一个自尊主，他们是 Krishna 或 Narayana 啊 Lakshmi 啊，我不是他们就啊，对，我不是啊，对，还有林正熙，还有 Radhika.
Yeah, it's like no such thing in the Kunkan Goloka. Nobody is trying to become Radharani or Lakshmi or other wife of Krishna additional life. Because there's no envy, a peaceful situation, there's eternality, no struggle of existence, and no survival of the fittest. Srila Prabhupada says there's no need for all these material laws.
那么在林正熙世界呢，没有人想要成为另一个 Radharani， 没有人想成为另一个 Lakshmi， 所以呢在灵性世界没有嫉妒，那没有人想要成为Krishna 的某个妻子等等，那么在那里对 Krishna 舍帕帕说没有嫉妒，所以呢这个生存就没有那种苦苦的挣扎。
We have to hunt for this non-Vaikuntha mentality in our devotional hearts as well.
我们一定要
hunt for this non-devotional, non-devotional hearts, for this non-Vaikuntha mentality. I'll give an example now, what I heard many times from devotees.
那么我们一定要去除这种非分爱的心态，这种非Vaikuntha的心态。
And sometimes devotees say, well, you know, I am the,like best beloved disciple of my Guru Maharaj, most prominent and most close to Guru Maharaj, right? Did you hear this? I heard many times.
我们经常听到有些分身子他们会说啊，我是我灵性导师最心爱的门徒，我是最好的一位分身者。
Yeah. Or whenever I just come to the left and sit next to the feet of my Guru Maharaj, he looks only at me and gives garland to me and gives Mahaprasadam only to me. What a tribute. Yes, there are survival of the fittest. Who is the best devotee? Whoa. Who get the best mercy? Whoa. A really completely non-spiritual consciousness. Struggle. Who is better?
那有时候我发现的经常会讲 啊，每次当我去听我灵性导师讲课的时候，我坐在灵性导师的这个莲花组边，我咕噜地就眼睛就盯着我看，然后呢他就是把他的花环给我，我是我咕噜最喜欢的门徒，所以这种为了争这种最好的门徒或者这种最好的这个状态的话，这其实并不是一种灵性的心态。
Yeah, try to make other devotees who listen into your wonderful stories feel so useless, so lowly and completely useless in the mission of Lord Chaitanya, because I'm only one best beloved devotee in the room. Can be only one. Like, can be only one Lord, can be only the best beloved one devotee. And everybody feels so miserable. Yeah, my guru, my sense, remember my name, didn't give me the flower, didn't look at me during the lecture. Or better, I leave Krishna consciousness and drown in the ocean of Maya. Very often it happens. Really sad.
那么 ，sorry, mommy, I cannot follow.
就是 when the devotee, yeah, when devotee sometimes tell like stories, you know, like say Guru Katha or devotee Katha, right? The devotee tell it, I am the best devotee, I get so much mercy, and just give the list of this so much mercy, right? And then other devotees feel so useless and so not having mercy, and they remember also the horrible offense of Guru, not remembering their names. No matter, Guru has 100,000 disciples, has to remember this Tabiyada from Chintami, you know, and Guru doesn't, and this is really bad. And what devotees decide to do, they better leave Krishna consciousness, because only one best devotee is there in the room. And I'm so useless, right?
我看是不是这样子啊。就是我奉行者，我们经常也会经常沉醉在 Guru Katha， 就是谈论明星导师或者 Devotee Katha， 谈论奉行者的状态当中啊，一个奉行者会说，哎呀，我最堕落啊，我最没有用啊，但是呢，我的灵性导师最爱我啊，他给了我，他就上课的时候只是关注我啊，讲很多这样的事情，让人们其他的奉行者都感觉到好像这个，因为有一个灵性导师他最喜欢的门徒，所以其他人都最好都已经快要都离开 Krishna 世界算了。
Yes, Arjuna is feeling separation, but he's not telling I'm the best devotee, I almost saw Krishna leaving and whatever, you did the rest of useless staying in Hastinapura. Can't imagine in between the eternal associates of Krishna such relations is completely useless. Try to push everybody else down to feel yourself better
Really not spiritual consciousness. 但是 Arjuna 他并没有有这样的心态，就是说在灵性的生活当中，我们没必要压低其他奉献者，让为了让自己觉得自己是最好的，这种心态是完全不是灵性的心态。
Our service is to help every devotee try to figure out.How he or she is very special in the eyes of Krishna. Very special type of devotional service. Only this variation which this devotee has performing. And the Tabiyada font is the most, most dear to our gurus and to Krishna. Because every devotee is most dear. Krishna doesn't make distinctions.
那而我们实际上应该做的是应该让每一个奉献者都能够感受到他是在 Krishna 眼里，在 Guru 眼里是非常非常特别的奉献者然后他所做的服务是非常能取悦 Krishna 跟 Guru 的因为每一个奉献者在 Guru 跟 Krishna 眼里他们都是很特别的。
His deep quality is not to be there in devotee. I'm feeling so lonely. No. Nobody loves me and I'm such a bad devotee. I don't even follow regulative principles properly and I don't chant my rounds nice. I don't have time to read Bhagavatam. It's not deep, it's stupid.
那相反不是一天到晚都觉得我是最没有不好的奉献者，我最堕落，我这个像基本原则也不能遵守，我六圈也没法念诵我是最堕落的人不是这样子。
Idea is not to stay 堕落的。You go home and stay 堕落的。You want to try to do better, try to uplift yourself. No, I stay 堕落的。It's really deep. And it's completely useless in Krishna consciousness. Arjuna is not like this.
那么当然我们认识到我们自己是堕落的，这很好。但是呢，没必要就是只 一直要在保持堕落，而是应该努力的去想办法如何能够变得更好，而只是想自己很堕落很堕落，那么这是一种完全只不过是自卑。Arjuna 不是这样的人。
Yeah, that's why all the stories are there in the Bhagavatam. I have to follow. Yes, he cried. Yes, he could not speak. Yes, he criticized a little bit Krishna. Yes, he was very sad.
嗯，那么Arjuna 的状态就《国家从歌当》的确是肯定他当时是非常的悲伤，他甚至他是说不出话来，他是这种Arjuna 在是所有这些很伤心的状态。
Yes, but after all this ecstatic emotion of tragic ecstatic emotion and separation from the Lord, he comes back to his spiritual senses. This is the result which every special devotee, every devotee should come to, remembering that you have to please Krishna in any situation, any.
的确 ，Arjuna 他处在与 Krishna 这种极度的超然的这种分离的极乐的情感当中，但是很快他就恢复了他的灵性的理性，然后但是就是因为每一位特别的奉献者，他们都应该所具有的这个知觉跟认识，就是在任何情况下都是以 Krishna 去业 Krishna 为中心。
We have to understand that pure devotees, including our gurus, guru parampara representatives, and other devotees around us, they're not robots from spiritual sky having no emotions, no doubts, no sadness. It's not like this. Even Arjuna and all the eternal associates have these problems, and we have full right to help them experience bad emotions.
嗯，那么我们有一点要认识到的是我们的灵性导师以及我们很多的这些非常资深的奉献者啊，这些圣人们呢，他们并不是机器人，好像没有任何情感啊，什么人这个都没有这些好坏的喜悦等等情感等等。那么
They're not robots. Yeah.
哎，对，他们不，他们也有他们的情感。的确，我们有时候我们也经历这个那些不良的情绪，不是什么非常特别不好的事情。
Yeah, 不好的事情 ，exactly. See, the guru is not the machine for giving good lectures and giving blessings and initiations. Okay, that's not good.
那灵性导师呢，并不是一个机器，好像只会讲课，给祝福、启迪门徒，好像做这些事情的机器。
I think some devotees have this idea they should like make in China in Yiwu, they should order some machine, you know, in the form of a guru, you know, with Shika and Sanyasi, and okay, the plastic. So a machine with recording some nice lectures, you can do 5 years sacrifice and give you spiritual names, random names, okay? I think if gurus have this concept, they can order from Yiwu like 1,000 copies for China.
他们说他记得在有奉献者，他们想在义乌就是做一个塑料的这个灵性导师，然后呢这个灵性导师呢他有留着西卡这样的一个灵性导师形象，然后呢他会讲，你按一个按钮他就会讲课，然后会做祭祀，然后呢会给你然后呢他们就
Very nice, right? Pure devotee. No problem. No emotions also.
就是他们录了这个圣巴巴的讲课，然后输入到这个机器人咕噜那里，然后可以放。然后呢上面还会有这个你输入什么要求，然后呢他就会给你起一个相应的灵，打出一张牌，上面就会有灵性的名字。就是如果你喜欢这样的咕噜的话，你就会在中国就会制造出成千上万这样的咕噜。
Yes, because spiritual life is full of emotions. It's full of doubts also and questions. We have to help each other resolve them. That's how we grow. That's how we learn to love each other in spite of all our and other devotees' imperfections. And Guru coughing, you're going to the toilet or have problem with his tooth, he must be not a pure devotee. Oh my God, if Guru dies, he really must be not a pure devotee altogether. How many devotees left the movement? Yeah. Because of this strange concept of who is pure devotee, plastic will be much better, I think. Much better. Much more pure.
那么灵性导师他也是有情感的，灵性导师并不是机器人。的确我们要经历怀疑，要经历问题，我们彼此相互帮助来解决这些怀疑跟问题，这样子才能够在我们使我们在灵性上有提升，才是我们有彼此爱的情感不是说看灵性导师也会咳嗽，哦，灵性导师竟然也上厕所，最糟糕的是竟然灵性导师也会死，然后有的奉献者就因为这些原因他们就离开了。所以对于这样的奉献者来说，或许一个塑料咕噜可能会更好一点。
No, please. Please, verse 27, where we have to end up as Arjuna after all our limitations and doubts, we come to the point of spiritual understanding of every situation. 27.
那么在第27个世界当中，我们看到Arjuna他的经历了所有这些痛苦跟怀疑之后呢，他就被提升到了一个更高的灵性层面。27世界一本，我现在被性格神手所灌输的教导所吸引，因为他们是充满着在任何时空中任何环境下解救火热心灵的种种教导。
So, in the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna had so many questions and big problem. He didn't want to fight, which Krishna asked him to do. What's the problem? A great problem.
在库鲁这些战争之前的话，Arjuna心中有那么多的怀疑，有那么多的难题，就是除了 Krishna 之外的话，那他这些问题都没法解决，他都没法打仗。
Yes, Arjuna had no doubts and no questions. Arjuna would have never spoken Bhagavad Gita. And if Duryodhana were a little bit better and Karna told the Pandava that he knew he was a brother, there would be no Kurukshetra altogether. Right? No Mahabharata, no Kurukshetra, no Bhagavad, and Parikshit Maharaj does not die. Okay? Very peaceful Kali Yuga. It doesn't happen like that.
那么实际上 Arjuna 他如果没有这些问题，那么这样子的话Duryodhana 他如果 Duryodhana 他好，他能够更善良一点，更好一点。然后如果没有这个库鲁的战争，然后就没有卡利克世界王的这样子死亡，那么这个卡利年代会非常的平和。
Yeah.
但是事实并非如此。
The whole could have split in two parts. One half go to Las Vegas, another to Macau, and then, you know, the life for 420,000 years playing games, you know.And the gambling and using prostitute service. Okay, very peaceful, Kali.
然后呢，这个世界上的人呢，一半去拉斯维加斯，还有一半呢去澳门，然后就是玩啊，就在那玩游戏啊。
Yes, Western world goes to Las Vegas, the ASEAN world go to Macau, and they indulge in Kali Yuga. I mean, world have been finished way before the Kalki Avatara, which Krishna Nama is waiting for.
然后呢，西方的那些人呢，都去拉斯维加斯，东方的人呢，都去澳门，然后就这样子那边玩呐、玩，直到这个卡利年代结束，主 Kalki前来把所有这些都铲除掉了，就好像我们的 Krishna 他不存在的一样。
Yeah, purification is required. A different type right now, it's still Yuga Santi, it's still auspicious 10,000 years from the beginning of Kali Yuga. Still preaching can be done, spiritual scriptures studied, can be chanted Hare Krishna very easily by everybody. Yuga Santi, Yuga
Haribo.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Can you hear?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So.
但是呢，人虽然 会可以这样，但是呢我们还是需要得到净化，因为我们现在所在的仍然在黄金一万年当中，我们有这个灵性的经典，我们可以不是很好困难的就唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，就是有很多非常好的吉祥的事情。
So Arjuna got his doubts resolved just before the battle started by listening to Krishna's Bhagavad Gita. He sang his favorite song to Arjuna 48 minutes. Arjuna got enlightened. He told, yes, I surrender, I'm going to fight. No more doubts, right? And he did it.
那么 Arjuna 他在这就是他的问题呢，就所有的这个疑惑啊都被 Krishna 的给他讲述的这个道理给消除了。就在战争之前， Krishna 向阿尔尊的讲了《薄伽梵歌》，这首主自己唱诵的歌曲一共只是用了48分钟时间，就使得阿尔尊呢就完全被启明，他让自己完全臣服并且勇敢的去作战。
36 years later, after the battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna is faced again with the same, with a different sort of dilemmas and questions. Krishna left the planet. Arjuna is powerless. Kali Yuga is really taking strength very quickly. And Arjuna, as if he has forgotten all the instructions, looks like that up till this point when we just read in Bhagavatam, right? Also, he's fully not spiritual, just lamenting like a normal materialist.
那么在库鲁之夜战争发生之后的30年之后，阿尔尊呢他同样又陷入的这种像战前一样的困境当中，然后 Krishna 他现在这个时候 Krishna 他已经离开了，而阿尔尊呢他又处在这个毫无力量的状态下，而这卡利年代却已经开始，所以阿朱呢他好像已经忘记了所有这些 Krishna 给他讲述的灵性的知识，又陷入到物质的痛苦当中。
But after Arjuna poured his grief out to his dear brothers, to all the members of the family there at Hastinapura, he just recovered his Krishna consciousness. Yes, we have to share our emotions and grief with others. It gives you relief. But then the dirty things are out.And the shiny Krishna consciousness that is always within our heart started coming back. Arjuna becoming spiritual himself right now.
Arjuna, 他跟他的这个兄长，他们这两位哈斯那堡的主要的这个首领们，他们就是彼此表达了这种极度的悲伤之情。那么当我们内心的这些悲痛的这些毒素被释放出来之后呢，接着阿朱呢又恢复了他这个光辉灿烂的 Krishna 知觉。
Shilpada realized that Bhagavad Gita has to be consulted at all critical times. Not that we just did Bhakti, Shastri, my God, and even learn 108 shlokas, forget about Bhagavad Gita, give donation to somebody and never touch it again. No, any critical time consult Bhagavad Gita, that's the instruction.
是巴巴德他教导我们，我们在生活的每一个关键的时刻，我们都应该去向薄伽瓦坛来咨询薄伽梵歌，咨询薄伽梵歌，而不是说我们上完这个 Bhakti Sastra 然后背诵了108个诗节，然后就 OK 了，都好了，就把这个书分放在一边就不去理睬了，而不是这样子。释迦牟尼给我们训示，就是在任何关键的时候，我们都应该去咨询薄伽梵歌。
Yes, one time in the long, very long day of Brahma, Krishna is visible only on the planet Earth for only 125 years, and then he's not visible anymore for millions of years. Means we all have to die and stay in hell.No.
我们要知道在主 Brahma 这么漫长的一天当中， Krishna 真主他只来一次，而来的这个时间当中他只在这个星球上待125年，而其他的千千万万亿万年的时间我们他都不在。 Haribo. 可以听见。
Oh, Haribo, I think the soldier because it's not showing anything. What are our survival kits? Very simple, Shilpada gave it all to us. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Tanya Charitamrita, any universe, at any point in time after Krishna leaves, all these survival kits, emergency kits are available and can recover anybody's Krishna consciousness. We have to just study them ourselves and share them with whoever we can.
那我们这些 Krishna 不在的这个时候我们该怎么度过呢？ Krishna 的这些孩子们该怎么生存下去呢？就是我们要通过薄伽梵歌顺念薄伽法坛 Chaitanya Charitamrita 在所有的宇宙当中，在每一个宇宙当中都留下，都在这个传唱的这些经典。所以呢我们这些孩子就应该通过这些经典而得到至尊主的照顾。
Shilpada says that living entity, anybody, can derive the same benefits from Lord's association by reading Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna did in personal association with the Lord on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, even that much.
那Shilpada讲到，我们每一个生物体，只要通过阅读薄伽梵歌，就能够得到至尊主的亲身的怜悯，就像Arjuna他在战场上亲自跟主联谊一样。
Yes, we better stop here at this positive note. Madhurina Samampayat, because later I'll be sad again. So to give finish, everybody can get the personal instructions by studying. Any questions?
那么就是我们今天呢就在这个比较甜美的这个档口就停下来，就是每一个奉献者都可以通过研习薄伽梵聆听的经典得到至尊主亲身的怜悯。 OK 好这个问题哈杨木娜也看到了这个问题是还是 Jaya Krishna 跑步提的，在灵性世界的文达文主 Krishna 和文达文居民，他们是否会拓展很多不同的自己，在不同的年龄，在不同的地方上演不同的永恒的逍遥时光？In the Vrindavan, in spiritual world, whether Krishna and the other Brajabasis, they will expand themselves into many different expansions and maybe in different ages and taking pastime in different places.
My God, I just love the Krishna's question. This so deep and extremely happy at heart, throbbing with happiness to share the wonderful Sanatana Goswami's notes. Yes. Yes, a little bit explained, but it's such a wonderful question, please. Millions of obeisances to Lianhuadu. Tin Bai Jai Krishna at Lianhuadu. What about 1,000? 10,000 times.
妈咪说她要千千万万次的顶拜您加克什纳法布您的莲花族，就是这个问题实在是非常的有深度，也非常好。因为这个您所提的问题，妈咪说要千万次的顶拜您。
Okay, so answer is yes.Krishna does expand himself. Devotees don't need to expand because even we come back to Godhead, you know, the set of Radhika and Krishna or Yashodhana and the Baba deities are already there, but they expand themselves unlimitedly, suiting ourselves, themselves to us, you know, to the needs of devotees. How many devotees need to paint Radhika's lotus feet or arrange Krishna's crown and bangles? So Krishna does expand himself into unlimited number of forms of different ages, suited for different pastimes and even looking different modes as well. Yes.
那么这个答案是这样子的。那么在 Krishna, 在灵性世界，那Krishna,Krishna expand
himself
and even Yashoda Mama and Nanda Baba.
And limited number of forms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 那么Krishna 他扩展自己，但是Mommy, why is it, devotee don't need to expand them, but, Yashoda Mama and Nanda Baba also.
Don't need, because there's so many devotees, you know. Because I had this question many, like few times, very special devotees here. And I think these devotees are so many, and Krishna is only have two lotus feet, two lotus hands, two lotus eyes and one toe, either toe. How many turbans, earrings can you put there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many people can massage two lotus feet? They're like unlimited number of devotees, right? And everybody will push each other away and fight, struggle for existence. No such thing in spiritual world, right? We read, just mm-hmm. read about it.
Mm-hmm. 那么 Krishna 他会扩展他自己，但是呢，奉献者无需扩展自己，因为有那么多那么多奉献者，所以啊。这个比方说亚瑟的妈妈和娜娜爸爸，他们会把他们这个服务的这个心态注入到不同的这个奉献者身上，然后呢奉献者们可能就有说不定有成千上万的奉献者，他们可以去服务这个拉达拉尼的这个莲花族，在上的莲花族上会能画上每一个图案，或者是有很多很多奉献者，他们需要去给 Krishna 这个头上的这个皇冠特那个包头巾上怎么去给他打扮得更为漂亮。那 Krishna 他有只有两只手，如果只有两条腿，所以呢他们如果要去服务 Krishna 的话，那么他得扩展出很多很多。
Yeah, devotees can expand.
Okay, mommy.
Devotees can expand if they need to.
Can spend, but they can expand, but don't need to. Hare Krishna, mommy. Devotees, they can expand, but they don't need to.
身体很轻，不那么好。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
啊，亚蒙达，哈利克斯呢？
哎，
喂，哈利克斯呢？哈利波，哈利克斯呢？
哈利波，
啊，亚蒙达，哈利克斯呢？能听到你的声音啊！
哈利波，
哈利克斯呢？能听到你们的声音。
哈利波，
哈利波，哈利克斯纳，好，啊，啊，妈咪，
如果你们 want to expand, they can. It's no bar to that.But Krishna, every day Yashoda Mata does not know which mood she will be in and which age Krishna will be. Newborn baby, maybe 9-year-old baby, maybe middle age. Santana Goswami said, it's according to Yashoda's mood. There's no time. Time is material thing in material world. There's no time in spiritual world. So that everything can happen at any time in any place. Very exciting.
Oh, Mom said that in the world is very exciting.在那里就是没有时间的作用，就好像说的嘛，他可能他根据他的心态他可能感到想要就是服务 Krishna 是一种 Krishna 是一个小婴儿的心态形象，或者 Krishna 是九岁的样子， Krishna 是任何某一个年龄他所具有的这个服务的心态的对象的这个样子。
Important, everybody is happy, having fun, you know, having loving exchanges all the time. So everything can happen at any time because there's no time there, right? And any age of Krishna, any pastime can happen under any circumstances, like for the pleasure of his devotees. Krishna is working for pleasure of his devotees. Devotees are working for his pleasure, loving exchange, everlasting.
爱的这种交流是永恒的在进行并且是增长着的， 那奉献者们很渴望去取悦 Krishna， 而 Krishna 他就更渴望去取悦他的奉献者。所以呢，为什么 Krishna 他如果奉献者对他怀有某种的服务的心态，那 Krishna 就相应的扩展展示他自己。
Okay, but we cannot imagine ourselves living within the, not outside the framework of time and space and condition, parallel realities which work together, you know, at the same time. So for us, better to wrap up our pastimes here, not so spiritual, go back to God and experience them firsthand. We know the basic things by Santana Goswami's mercy, but experience is way better than theory. So it's concept move towards back to God and with more.
所以呢，我们在这个物质世界，当然呢，通过三大古斯瓦米，我们对于灵性世界的状态有一些很基础的、很基本的了解跟认识。但是呢，我们要真正的体验到这个灵性世界是什么样的情况、什么样的样子的话，那么最好我们今生就努力的就回归神手了。
耶，做比说好 ，right？
哇哦，对。
Better do than talk about yourselves. Boo. 做比说好。
做
比说好。前一次我是 best teacher.
You have the best teacher, Chinese teacher.
Really, really good.
Oh, mommy, you have.
Can you imagine which language we speak here? Mixed English, Hindi, Sanskrit, and Chinese on Parikrama and even everyday mini evening class. It's just language only Krishna can understand. Oh, mix. And even Russian devotee states here, so like mix some Russian words. My God. Yeah, it's like parallel realities. No problem. Over to no problem.
那就是就好像我们很难在格瓦丹山的话，他们每天要用多少种的语言去绕在过程当中，英语、俄罗斯语、中文、梵文，经常大家都是就是这些语言都是在混着用。有时候俄罗斯奉献者他也会蹦出几句其他这些语言，就是不可思议。但是在格瓦丹山就这样子。Mommy, you can say that devotee, there's no need to expand themselves.
Yeah, but if they feel like they can. I can give you the next time because it's a little long story, not from Ali Sampradaya, from Vallabha Sampradaya. I studied a lot of different things for our before, remember. But it is not authorized by Ali Sampradaya. Oh, I'll tell you the story from in the beginning of the next class, just please remind me. How they see the happening in spiritual reality. It's really difficult subject matter and different sampradayas don't agree, but I'll present you the different view also, okay, next time. But for now, stick with our devotees, can, but usually don't.
嗯，他们说啊，我们在下一个星期五讲课开始之前，我们妈咪她会给我们讲一个故事，就是来让我们解，就是不同的使徒传系，他们对于这些是有不同的解释的，但是今天就不扩展了，因为我们今天的内容就专注在我们自己的使徒传系当中对于这些问题的理解上，
The story of Shankachuda will help you understand a little bit more about that. Shankachuda, remember Radhika's big brother. Right, being cursed by Radhani, comes to this world as a demon, Shankachuda, being killed by Krishna. No, the cowherd boy is not there. See, cowherd boy Shridama is playing with Krishna. The demon expansion of him because of the curse come to material world and being killed in Kusuma Sarovara by Krishna. Okay, the spirit spark, when the demon is killed, enters into the Radharani's brother, who is playing like that with Krishna, the same person, okay? Can be done. Interesting, like not often, very complicated.
那比如说拉达拉尼的哥哥，然后呢，他因为受到了诅咒，所以他就投身到这个物质世界当中来，然后成为恶魔桑克丘达，然后被主维斯诺杀死，在那个库什马萨罗瓦花湖那边被杀死。那么这个的话，就是其实。
Okay, so Sridharma boy is playing with Krishna, okay? He's Cowherd Radhika's brother. He's also curtain coming as Sankachuda in this very Kusuma Sarovara, okay? Place. Krishna killing him, and the spirit spark merges, coming out of the demon's body, merges into Sridharma back, okay? Expansion. Simultaneous, yes. Demon and best friend of Krishna, okay?
Sudama, 他是 Krishna 最好的朋友，
是吧？Sridharma，
Sridharma，Sridharma 他是 Krishna 最好的朋友，也是拉达拉尼的哥哥。但是呢，他却被他就投身到这个地球上，成了一个恶魔 Sankashuta， 然后他到在 Kusuma Sarovara 被 Krishna 杀死，然后他的灵魂呢又回到了 Sudama 那里，所以这就是这个扩展，所以。这些都是很深奥的那种。
Yes, and don't think that devotees did not ask questions. Yes, Cowherd boy asked, Parikshit Maharaj asked, Shukadeva Goswami, what was that? Yes, everybody is amazed. What can be done? There's nothing impossible in spiritual reality.
不要觉得奉献者就好像没有问题的，都没有问题。奉献者也经常会提问，比如说，那些牧牛托们，他们也会有很多问题。苏克德瓦古，这个苏帕克什的王也会问苏克德瓦古斯瓦你很多问题，但是呢，所有这些问题都会被解答。
Okay,
Krishna Prabhu said that, thank.You very much, to bring us the information from spiritual world and with, to infuse living force into us.
Baba, come on, I am so grateful to Dear Krishna Prabhu because all this information is stored in my little head, lady's head, okay? But because I translate books for 30 years and, you know, edit and whatever, it's stored. And if he doesn't ask this question, I would never even think to share because it's really complicated. Thanks million, you know, Shri Prabhupada says we need to Ajadra Association to stir up, to churn the ocean of nectar of Krishna's Lila. And that's what's happening in our lecture. So grateful to you, to dear Krishna, to all the devotees who ask questions. Without questions, without perfect questions, there'll be no perfect answers or even good answers, right?
妈咪说，实际上他是非常感谢教成三年跑步啊，就是因为您这些问题，就好像说爸爸的时候，奉献者在一起搅拌起的这个甘露之痒，这在妈咪的这个这个头脑里，有那么多的信息，那么多的故事都积聚在那里，但是呢，没有通过这个好的问题来激发的话，那就没有机会来把这些信息、这些知识。给挖掘出来，所以没有好的问题就没有好的回答，所以完美的回答来自于完美的问题。
啊，完美的回答，我的 OK 了，回答完美的问题 can be OK 的问题，回答 OK， don't have to be perfect, just be good. For perfect questions, at least good answers will appear, right?Yes, my Guru Maharaj told me, you know, to go back to God at this lifetime, no problem, but take as many devotees as you can. It was a great help for me. Very, like 30 years back, he told me this, so I still remember it.
妈咪说，在30年前，他的灵性导师跟他说，你要回归灵性，你这一辈子回归灵性世界不是什么大问题，但是呢，你要帮助我带尽可能多的带更多的奉献者回归灵性世界，这将是对我来说很大的帮助。所以这个话虽然是在30年前给予妈咪的，但是妈咪到现在她都牢牢的记在心底。
So we should try to help each other to lighten the burden of our Guru Maharaj. Just at least few devotees we can inspire in Krishna consciousness and loving Bhagavatam and chanting. Our Gurus will be always very grateful and Krishna will be very happy with us.
所以呢，我们应该相互帮助，来尽可能的减轻我们的灵性导师身上的重担。所以呢，我们去哪怕是保护，就是照顾我们身边的几位少数的奉献者，这将是很取悦 Krishna 的，因为我们所有活动都应该是Hari Toshan 的，以取悦 Krishna 为我们的目标。
嗯哼。 So thanks again, Radhika, for your wonderful job of translating and preaching for devotees, studying and asking and giving answers. It's really amazing, like serving Bhagavatam, serving Krishna and our gurus together. Very, very wonderful feeling.
的确，我们一起学习、讨论、分享、提问、解答等等这些我们在通过这个博伽法坛的学习课堂所做的所有这些活动，其实都是让我们的灵性导师为感到很满意的事情。
And because we do these spiritual services together, like chanting, studying Bhagavatam, sharing realizations, doing parikramas, all these spiritual things, there's full guarantee. So in next lifetime, be it in this world or any other universe or in spiritual world, we'll continue doing them together. That's full eternal guarantee from Krishna's side.
那 Krishna 他就做出保证，让我们今生能在一起。一起学习博伽瓦坛，一起唱诵圣名，一起做绕拜。我们来生无论是在这个世界，还是在其他的这个宇宙，或者是在灵性世界，那我们还会再继续一起做这些活动。这是 Krishna 他给我们的保证。
谢了，有还有问题吗？
好，那大家还有问题吗？
有。
有？好。
没问题，
有。
那。
哎，干嘛姐好像还有问题吧？
房那个对话框里是没有问题的。刚才是有奉献者说有问题，那您现在是自由模式，您可以直接通过语音来提问。Hare Krishna。哪位奉献者有问题？
他说马堂关于很多死亡，这个不是问题吗？死亡、香港现实，请问马勒兹对死亡，死亡对于一个获得巴体的灵魂，死亡时他也会感到痛苦吗？这个没有问吧？
能不能，我怎么在？他是通过手机，你稍等哈，我打开手机的 YY。
对的。
不，手机 YY 可能会我不知道会不会从。哎呀，不行。
这里有个问题的，他说顶拜马勒基的莲花主，
您能一句，您能放，我可能在这个电脑上没法看，你来翻译。
真的是吗？我给那个是扎亚克沙，扎亚克沙的问题是，顶拜马勒基的莲花主，包括 what time have the this and then crying and then those。Scary the thing. So I want to ask when the people Bava, the moon of the Bava, the soul, when he died, he will be feeling painful. Bava 的灵魂就是 this, or ask the Bava 的灵魂 Bava, moon of the Bava.
Oh, 对
啊，为什么他说的巴瓦的灵魂怎么叫做巴瓦的灵魂呢？是什么意思？
应该是达到巴瓦阶层面，巴瓦阶段的这样子的灵魂，处在巴瓦阶段的灵魂。
那你说吧，灵魂怎么说？
你说。
Someone who had reached Bava to attain the stage of Bava.
Stage. 好啊。Sure, Baba doesn't mean you lose your emotions. Again, they just basically like watching the movie of the material world, material relationship, but still emotions are there.
那么 Baba 阶段的灵魂，他们就是更像是好像在一个看着这个物质世界上的这些事情在发生的一个旁观者一样，但是呢，他仍然会有情感。
Yes, most of the eternal associates of Krishna, we deal with the Hastinapura, Dwaraka devotee, they all over the level of Bhava, obviously, and they all cry for their lost husbands and sons. There's nothing wrong with that. Emotion is not contaminating you if Krishna is in the center.
那么Krishna 他在 Dwaraka, 在 Hastinapura 的这些同游们，他们大部分都是处在 Bhava 的层面之上。但是呢，他们仍然会因为丈夫的离世啊，亲人的离去啊，悲伤哭泣， 但是如果所有的这些情感都是围绕着 Krishna 为中心的话，那么所有这些情感都没有什么不对的。
嗯。Some devotees imagine that when they go to spiritual world, everybody just singing songs from the Rig Veda and Sama Veda and dancing and eating and sleeping and whatever, whatever. And never they fight and never have anger and no. It's not like that. It's just a very strange understanding of spiritual. Radhika fights a lot with Lalita, Lalita with Madhumangala, you know. Radhika fights with her own brother. So spiritual emotions, okay? Sometimes she says, I will never like to see this Krishna's face again because he's a treacherous person, goes with other ladies. It's so many more emotions and they're completely very powerful and very interesting. It's not everybody sitting and smiling at each other and giving flower garlands. No.
嗯，那么大部分有时候很多分享者他们会想啊，灵性世界呢啊，所有人他们都和和气气，然后都和平相处，然后呢只是每天就是只有唱歌跳舞，然后吃饭睡觉等等啊，但是实际上并不是这样子。你看Radharani 他经常跟 Krishna 吵，Lalita 又经常跟 Madhumangala 吵。有时候拉德拉尼跟他的哥哥也吵，所以就是在灵性世界其实他们有很多这些不同的这些情感关系等等。
So in material world, when somebody leaves the body, devotees on the level of bhava and higher, they just, I told you, they like watching a movie. They understand, they know very well they're in the movie. But sometimes people sit in the movie and they also cry when the hero dies on the screen, right? They feel all kinds of emotions, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Showing the emotions and feeling them.
那么对于处在Baba 以及 Baba 之上的分现者而言，当他们看到有人离开躯体，有人死亡的时候，他们更多的是像在观看一个电影一样。那当然就是有的人他们看电影然后就会投入其中，然后那个一把眼泪一把鼻涕一把眼泪就在那边伤心，但是这个有这种情感它本身并没有什么不好。I mean, even we cry for the things happen in the TV or film, it's okay?
If you're watching Krishna Leela, for example, yeah, like story, and like, you know, Krishna is dancing on the Kaliya snake, and you're not sure, like, Brijbasis were not sure, but he died, Balarama was smiling, he knows well, Krishna the Supreme Lord, Yashoda Mata was Nanda Baba, tried to kill themselves, right? They know that they're in the movie, but they have to play along, you know, they just, while watching the movie, they fully feel identifying themselves with the, with what is going on the screen of their hearts, okay? Only Balarama was completely undisturbed.He said, oh, my boy, you know, my small brother, he will dance and come out. Everybody else was ready to die, was crying, completely miserable, right?
那么妈咪说就是在在这个灵性世界的话，比如说在 Krishna, 我们在Krishna 的他的逍遥时光当中，如果 Krishna, 那些 Brother Basi 们他们看到 Krishna 被卡利亚蛇被缠绕起来，快要好像卡利亚蛇要把 Krishna 给缠死，然后这些奉献者们他们都吓得晕了过去，然后每个人都有很强烈的情感的反应。这样子的话，就当时巴拉拉玛他知道这个事情到底怎么回事情，所以他就没有这些很担心。
So when the babies or even I watch this cartoon or the movie, the Indian serial about Jai Krishna, right? I am not sure every time. I know I read so many times this Bhagavatam and translated. I'm not sure. Maybe Kali really will eat Krishna up. You know, yes, very scared. What if this time it turns out different? And it is a proper understanding.Who knows? Maybe this time cartoon will look different. Maybe if you finish the chapter, Kali will eat up Krishna. You know, we have to do something. This is the emotion Krishna is waiting for. Not that we know, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. We don't care. He will be victorious anyway. Well, this is no emotion. That's useless.
Oh. 嗯，就好像现在比方说妈咪她看那个卡通片，然后就加了十一克什那有这样的电视的卡通片，但是虽然她也读过很多很多次博加瓦坦，她就知道这个卡利亚蛇的小时光最后结局克什那就是获胜了，但是呢仍然会非常焦虑非常担心啊，克什那真的好像看起来要被卡利亚蛇给杀了一样，然后这次会不会可能这个事情可能有什么变化，说不定这一次好像看起来真的是要被杀了，所以他内心还是会很有紧张跟焦虑啊，这种紧张跟焦虑就是 Krishna 所想要的，而不是说我们很淡漠的啊 ，Krishna 他是至尊人格守神，他反正都是会赢的，你不用担心，嗯，这个可以，嗯。
Yeah, and I'll tell you next time, I guess, because we're delayed. I'll tell you how Santana Goswami, it's not in world, it's Linsana Suji, it's in the woods of the Suji, in the material world, Vrindavan, how we know the Lila happening, how it is happening in spiritual world. So Santana Goswami gives completely different explanation. It looks different, but emotions are the same. Everybody is very scared that Krishna is going to die in spiritual world. It's not real Kali, and Krishna is just dancing and like never even fighting with him.But emotional bridge by his state is saying, what if something happens to our dear Krishna? I need to save him or else die. Die. Thinking about dying in spiritual world, even. Okay.
那么沙拉狗说明说过就是那个物质世界的文达文跟灵性世界的文达文虽然有这个有不同，但是呢这个文达文的居民他们所具有的心态跟灵性世界是一模一样的。那他们就是他们也会担心啊，这个 Krishna 说不定他这次会死在这卡利亚的手里，就是即便是在灵性世界他们竟然也会担心 Krishna 会死，然后我们得去帮帮他去救救他去想办法。
嗯 OK, Again, it's from Brihad Bhagavatam, 10% Anagasami is completely bona fide source. He knows he is from Linsanda Shiji. We just have to believe one day we'll experience exactly the same emotions, Baba or higher. Okay? May the mercy of our Srila Prabhupada Guru Parampara.
所以我们需要的就是通过圣泡泡的通过你的师徒传系的这灵性导师的仁慈，到有一天我们自己去亲身的体验这种爸爸以及在爸爸之上的这种情感。
OK
嗯啊 Thank you mommy I have some comments it's a problem for us, for me and for maybe for us is we see Krishna pastime just like watch a film, but we see our own life of this Maya life like the real film. So that's just upside down.
Yeah, it is a little bit upside down, but like everything else, you can flip it on the other side. Yeah, you think our life is real and Krishna is the movie, but actually, no, we are in the very bad movie of material world and Krishna is the real thing. Yeah, I just saw a very nice artist, Russian artist. He's painting, he's dancing. I sent you many pictures already before, right? Very beautiful, cutie cartoon style paintings, but she calls it fantasy world. I really strongly disagree. Because she considers the spiritual world as a fantasy world. It is not. It is the real world. Fantasy, not fantasy, but nightmare world. This world where we are right now without Krishna. That is real. Some people like to watch bad movies. You know, to do scary movies, nightmares movies, killer movies, right? But we are not. We don't.
那我说就是我们的问题是把Krishna, 我们的问题就是把 Krishna 的这个活动Krishna 在灵性世界逍遥时光看作是像看电影一样，但是相反把我们自己的生活看得像是真实的一样。的确妈咪说是的，我们就把我们这个虚幻的生活看成是真实的，而把 Krishna 这个真实的存在而看起来好像是在看电影一样。那么他妈咪说给我们举个例子，就是有一位俄罗斯的奉献者，他画很多很漂亮的 Krishna逍遥时光的卡通画，然后他把这些画呢起名为是fantasy 就是幻想的世界，就是这种非常 幻想的美妙世界，类似于这样的意思。然后这个妈咪她就很反对这种说法，她就因为我们这个我们所谓的我们的生活才是一个就是不真实的世界，而 Krishna 的那个逍遥时光，他们的他的生活才是真正的真实。
对对对，为什么他这样说？
好的，那么大家如果没有还有问题吗？没有问题的话，今天，哎，哈利波，
哎 ，OK， 再见
，Hare Krishna， 啊，亚木娜，你看到问题吗？我这边看不见
问
题了，啊，
还有问题吗？
好，没有问题了。没有问题了，好，我们一起来念 Hare Krishna 三遍 Hare Krishna。好，一、二、三。赞
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare Hare
Hare Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare
Rama
Rama Hare Hare
Jai Jai
Jai Jai Shri
Radhe Hare Krishna， 好，感谢妈咪，感谢 Yamuna， 感谢 Giraj， Hare Krishna， 我们下个星期五再见。Hare Krishna， 感谢所有房间里奉献者在一起的联谊，也感谢 Krishna 跑步，希望下个星期五我们再见。Hare Krishna。